Well, it is time once again for the broadcast adventure we call Heartline. Heartline, the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. The Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Your Heartline host is this gentleman, Jim Tuck.
Once again, it is our very great privilege to come to the recording of Heartline as we bring to your attention what God is doing here under the banner of Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry Brenneman is here. Jerry, we have a dear sweet sister who's been with us a long time, but it's been a long time since Rosalina was on the air with us. I've been to a few graduations where she participated, singing beautifully and ministering like that. But to introduce her, let's catch up with Rosalina before we find out what she's doing now.
You know, Jim, it's interesting. It's a little bit harder to introduce a staff member that I have worked with for so long because there's now not a dramatic jumping in point. Rosalina has been on staff at least 15 years, I think. And when I think of us just growing together in this place and developing Evangel Home together, Rosalina is one of my sisters, one of my partners, one of the people here that makes it work, one of my peers. And I suppose the biggest pivot point for me when I think of what God does in all of our lives, Rosalina and I both agree God brought us here to work on us. I've thought many times he could have brought many people to be the director here, and many people would be more qualified than me. I can do this. I have fun doing it. I still feel this is what I'm called to do. But he put me here to work on me. And whatever he needed to do to draw me to him, I'm convinced that's why I'm here. That's why Rosalina's here. And we got here very different ways. Rosalina was never a resident here. But I often think about when I was in high school and concerned about term papers and my dress for the prom and being in the marching band, Rosalina was already locked up in the youth authority. Because where her early life was and my early life, they were very, very different. And then we both end up here at this place, and God is working on both of us. And for us to be able to now truly be sisters, I think that could only happen here. We never would have had an opportunity to meet anywhere else. So my introduction really is sort of like introducing a family member today. And it feels different.
Yeah, I love what you said, though, about being here to God for God to work on you, because I've heard it said that, and there obviously are exceptions, but God doesn't so much call the equipped as he equips the called.
That's right.
And so you have been called to this ministry, and now he's in the process of equipping you to accomplish his will.
Exactly.
while you're here. Well, Rosalina, you didn't come from a Forbes 500 company executive's home, did you? What was your early life like?
Well, like Jerry says, I'm just amazed on how God just works, because while she was in high school, I was out there a troubled kid, running around from juvenile hall to juvenile hall, and finally I was sent to youth authority. And to think that what God can do, because I never thought that I would amount to anything with the kind of life that I had, but God's done so much in me. When I came to Evangel Home, my English wasn't that great, but I think it's a lot better now, of course. And Also, I've learned Evangel Home since I worked here, because I also come from drugs and just so much. You know, I can go on and on. But Evangel Home, when I came to work here, I was a volunteer. And I made tortillas, flour tortillas for dinner, lunch.
Her flour tortilla specialty. So why Evangel Home? I mean, how did that unfold that you walked in the door one day? How did that happen?
No, I didn't. Actually, there was one of our ladies that used to work here. Her name was Lydia Courtney. And
Lydia has been mentioned several times. She was very instrumental in getting other women here, including volunteers and staff members.
Actually, I knew Lydia Courtney, and we used to go to the same church for a while, and I knew her from my past life. But she was working here already when I came to volunteer, and one day Lily Sullivan, she asked me if I wanted to work here. And I said, oh, no. I was afraid. You know, I was afraid. And I said, oh, no, you know, because I used to work out in the fields, and that's what I knew. But they said, we're going to pray you in.
And I didn't know about this prayer at that time. We were looking for part-time help, by the way.
So that's what they did. They prayed me in. And since then, Evangel Home has taught me so much.
Were you already, had you made that transition into forever relationship with God? Had you come to the faith before that time?
I came to the faith probably 2 years before that.
How did that happen?
I used to pass by this little church all the time, and the people looked so happy all the time. Yeah. And I was wondering, I was always curious, and I walked in there one time, and it was on a Wednesday night. God saved me, changed my life. And this just added to it, Evangel Home. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he's in that business.
He had several steps involved, didn't he?
Yeah, so he's equipping the called one. Well, in more recent years, there have been some health issues in your life. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Yes. About 6 years ago, I found out, well, the doctors told me that I had cancer. I had breast cancer, and I'm a survivor. So, yeah, I'm a survivor, and I did have surgery, and I went through so much. But God was so good, because even through my chemo, I came to work. And I felt I didn't get sick with my chemo. I didn't get tired. So I know that was God that brought me through all this. And yes, and I'm so far, I'm doing good in that area.
Well, now, what's your responsibility here? You're Jerry's peer, so you must have some pretty serious responsibilities here.
My responsibilities here is I come in the morning or in the afternoon. I have different hours, and I do jail ministry. I go into the jails, and I do interviews for women that come to the garden. That's where my area where I work at. And I do the interviews, and I go to court if I have to with them. I do medical. I mean, there's just so much. And, of course, prayer. We pray with them.
Rosalina, also, when she's not attending to her duties in the garden, she's flexible enough she can come to the crisis home, which is just a godsend when people are kind of cross-trained. So she's in charge of a lot.
Okay. Now, did you just learn to speak English by associating with the English speakers here?
No. I knew how to speak English, but it wasn't very fluent. And I didn't learn to speak English till I was about maybe 8 or 9 years old. But it was really broken. But I did understand English. I did speak it, but it was just kind of...
She was very hesitant to use it because her brain would think of the word, but by the time it got out, and I used to think that's really hard because in your brain you're thinking Spanish and you're interpreting, okay, what's the English word for this? So it's a double and triple process you have to go through. And she was doing that and kind of hesitant, afraid that maybe this wasn't right, and she was embarrassed. And I loved it when she was here in the crisis home only, and one of her duties was to do intake interviews with women coming in here. And you have to write and you have to do answers. She would painstakingly make sure she was spelling things. And she'd get a dictionary and she'd make sure, or she'd ask someone, how do you spell this? And I think, you know, that is just a sign of not only a bright woman, but very conscientious. I've seen a couple native Spanish speakers who, when they're learning English, that's what they do. They want to see what the word is in print. They want to make sure it's spelled right. There's nothing sloppy about what they're doing, and I really applaud Rosalina for that. She'll still come to me, Jim, and she'll say, how do you spell something? And I'm thinking, oh, geez, I don't know how to spell that.
I remember my mom would say, well, look it up in the dictionary. Well, if I don't know how to spell it, how am I going to look it up in the dictionary? anyway, now you're 15 years or so, is that right? Your tenure here at the Evangel Home so far, Rosalina, a little longer. What, if I ask you, Rosalina, a highlight, what comes to your mind?
A highlight. Okay.
A person or event?
Events and people.
Okay.
I love working with the women because it's a challenge. It's a challenge because when they come in here, they've said it many times, they're broken. But I love it because when they leave, they're just like blooming flowers. And events, we just had an event. And I'm sure, you know, we had a camping event this last weekend, and the girls, the women had so much fun. They had their children here. They camped out. They played. They slip and slide. And so many great things, told stories.
Does anything of those people and events really stand out in your mind, like if there are two or three that when you think about that excited you the most or made you the most sad or what do you think?
Michaela. She stands out because, yes, she was waiting for her children. And when her children came, it's just like she just brightened up. She knew that she was going to have fun with her children that day. Michaela, she stands out to me.
You know, it's interesting because I think when you've been here as long as we have been, it's very hard to have one or two. And then you realize that every day needs to be celebrated. And there's something really incredible every day that happens. So,
yeah. Well, we're running out of time, believe it or not, Rosalita. It's so good to catch up with you. You've been on the radio, but it's been a long time. And so it's good to have you back. And I mentioned coming to graduations and seeing you through that chemo time and hearing you sing and being faithful to the calling while God is equipping you to accomplish through you what he has in mind for your ministry. So what a blessing you've been for a long time here. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
Jerry, quickly, the banquet. We're getting closer.
Tuesday, September 20th, Rick Alonzo will be our main man that night, artist in motion, and I've told people to call soon so they make sure they get a table away from the paint. I promise they won't be splattered.
Not Gallagher.
But it'll be it'll be very fun. And then we're going to auction off some of his paintings. And, of course, we'll have some of our women sharing their testimony. I think it's going to be just an awesome evening. So we need to make an X on the calendar for September 20th.
All right. If you'd like more information, please call us here at 264-4714. And just a reminder, we really are diligent about getting you home at a reasonable hour, closing out 8:30, 8:45, and give you an open door to head home and make it a reasonable evening. So you'll enjoy it. You will be blessed, and we'd love to have you there. We're out of time. Ken, thank you for doing what you do. And my listening friend, we look forward to our next adventure here. We call it Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Do remember, you can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for being a member of the listening family this week for Heartline, the RV, the radio voice from the Evangel Home in Fresno.